worship and obey.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, somebody say praise the Lord. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Isn't it good to be the house of the Lord tonight? Somebody say praise the Lord. Give him one more big hand clap of praise if you love him tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, draw me close. Sing it to him, church. Aren't you glad Sunday's coming? Praise the Lord. Somebody said the saddest and the happiest time in the world all took place in 3 days. I guess that's true, isn't it? Amen. Let's look at our prayer request tonight. So good to be in the house of the Lord. I believe God's going to give us a wonderful time here tonight. Brother John Roberts wants us to pray for Sister Marcy's brother, Perry. He had to have emergency surgery on Thursday. The doctors are still concerned about his recovery, so they're asking that we would remember that prayer request tonight as we pray. Brother James Stamper was admitted to the Franklin Woods Hospital yesterday. Got several things going on in his body right now, and they're asking that we would hold visits at this time to just really be in prayer for our brother, 95 years old. But I know this, his desire is to worship and obey. His desire is to be in the house of the Lord. So let's pray for that family, Brother James and Sister Phyllis and all that family. We'll remember May Manuel in prayer. Also, Raquel Luna having some problems during her pregnancy. They're asking that we would remember those needs tonight. Want to continue to remember Sister Jane Terrell's sister in prayer. She's in the hospital in critical condition, so let's remember that tonight. Want to pray for George Black. With several needs in his body, most of all for salvation. So let's remember that need tonight. I want to pray for the family of Mary Williams for many needs. The Lord knows all about those needs. Sister Judy Davis is in a lot of pain tonight. Also, Brother Junior Davis has a very bad cough. Also pray for Sister King, who is not feeling well tonight. So let's remember these needs. This is sent in to the library. I'm asking for prayer because I was told that at my age, my son could have Down syndrome. I know nothing is impossible for our Lord. I receive my results on this coming Friday. Thank you and may God bless. That's a Mr. and Mrs. Vondren from Hobart, Indiana. So they're asking that we would remember those needs tonight. We'll remember Sister Faye Yance in prayer. She's really battling upper respiratory. Also, my sister Wanda is very sick tonight. Don't know exactly what's wrong with her. They had her at the emergency room today, and they're encouraging her to have an MRI done. So if you would pray for these needs tonight. Brother Gary, Sister Lona says we have an unspoken prayer request that we would like for the church to pray about. They also want us to remember their oldest daughter, Kelly. The company that she works for is having a lot of problems. She needs to find another job, so let's pray that the Lord would work that out. Brother Valentin, I hope I got that name right, a pastor in the Ukraine, passed away. Please remember his family and his church family in prayer. He was a message follower, a message believer, and so let's remember those needs as we pray tonight. You have an unspoken prayer request, something you'd like for this group to pray about. How many of you believe we're serving a God that's bigger than our problems? You believe that with all your heart tonight? Somebody say praise the Lord. Give Jesus Christ one more big hand clap of praise. Let's sing that one more time. Oh, Jesus, draw me close. Closer, Lord, to you.
let it fade away. Sing it one more time. Why don't you lift your hands? Jesus, draw me close, Lord, closer to you. Let this old world, may it all just fade away. Somebody say praise the Lord. Brother Bill Yance, come tonight. Lead us to the Lord in prayer. Let's invite His presence into this building tonight. I already sense Him being here, don't you? We just want Him to feel real, 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 real welcome here tonight. Amen. Let's pray with our brother as he leads us to the Lord. God bless you, buddy. Good to see you.
You help me pray. Master Jesus, drop down into the house this evening. You've just heard that Brother Louis, as he went down this list of names, the great divine healer's already in the house now. The price has already been paid, and it's available to us if we'll only believe. I pray, God, that every request of prayer tonight that's wrote on these pages, that the Lord Jesus would pass by their house right now, and He'll manifest His glory. And all we ask in return, God, is just let testimonies come of what God has done right here now while we're praying. Because we believe that the Lord does these things because He's a mighty God and He's the everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. He's all these things. And we give it all unto You, Lord, because it's Your power that will deliver us and set us free. We just appreciate Your grace. Now continue on in this service tonight. Let the Holy Ghost walk up and down the aisleways of this building. And as the word is being ministered, God, just reveal Yourself to our lives and we'll just be so thankful for it all. We praise You for Your mercy and grace this day. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. God bless you.
Ushers, if you'll come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. If you're a visitor here tonight with us, we certainly want to take this opportunity to welcome you. Glad to have each and every one of you here. I've got some names here that we have visitors that are visiting with us tonight. I'll miss some of you, but if you are a visitor, we certainly want to welcome you. All those that are streaming this service tonight, may God richly bless those folks as well. Brother Terry Horn wanted us to recognize tonight Brother Fernando Ziada, I hope I got that name right, and his friend Brother Jordan Martin and family from over in Virginia. Brother Martin and his wife are new converts from the Mennonite group. He was baptized a couple of weeks ago up at Brother Ronald Dean Spencer's assembly. Where are these folks at tonight? Would you just raise your hand? Raise your hand. We're right back here. God bless you. Give them a nice hand tonight. Certainly glad to have you. Praise the Lord. And Brother Carter, Sister Carter, God bless you. So good to see you folks tonight. Glad to have you in the service with us tonight. Praise the Lord. Well, I know one thing. When he left here, he made a promise, Brother Terry, and that was this: I'll be back. I will be back. Are you looking for him? Do you believe he will be back? Somebody say praise the Lord. Give him another big hand clap of praise tonight. Sing that song tonight. I believe he's coming back just like he said. Praise the Lord. Let's sing it if you will.
High upon a mountain, from where he ascended, the angel of the Lord declared that it would be. He said, don't
you stand here grieving for this one that you see leaving in like manners coming back just like he said.
Let's sing that with all you got, church. Oh, I believe he's coming back like he said.
Take us a long, long time when we get over there to thank you for what he done for us. Are you glad that he gave himself for you? You appreciate it with all your heart tonight. Hallelujah. 10,000 years will just be started. 10,000 years. And we've just begun.
The battles are over.
Hallelujah.
And the victory's won.
Oh, 10,000 years. And we've just begun. Come give us a song tonight, if you will, just before we turn the service over to our pastor. So good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Pray for our brother. Give him a nice hand as he comes to sing tonight.
I was on the mountain, wandering from the fountain, till I heard my Savior speak to me. Oh, come to me, relenting of your sins repenting, and I will lead you out where you can see.
Sing it.
Oh, I'm so glad he found me. With love he bound me, put his arms around me, and he led me to the shelter. Now I'm one of his own, and oh, the joy of knowing, with hearts all glowing, someday I'm going up to my home in glory. I walk on streets of his gold. Oh, I will love him ever and part from him no day. For he's the dearest friend I ever knew. And when I see him yonder, I love him several times. Happy hope beyond the blue. Oh, I'm so glad he found me. With love he found me, put his arms around me. Hallelujah. And he led me, oh, to a shield. And now I'm glory. Hallelujah. Glory. And the Lord is Lord. Oh, I will love him ever and straight from him, no mill. He's the dearest friend I ever did for him. But when I see him yonder, my love will still grow fond. In that happy hope beyond the glory. I'm so glad he found with love. Glory, but his heart's around me. Hallelujah, and amen. Oh, turn the shell. Glory, now I'm one. Hallelujah, I'm here to sing it one more time. Oh, I'm so glad he found with love. Spread his heart around. And he let me touch you. My hope it glows and wonders streams. I'm here.
Praise the Lord. He acts like he means that, don't he? That's the way it ought to be with the Lord. That it's not just here, but from here out. Amen. So happy to be together tonight. So appreciate the goodness and the mercy of the Lord. We realize it wasn't this particular day. It wasn't this particular allotment of time, no doubt, when he raised. But I'm so glad he got up. Amen. And I'm so glad that we have realized resurrection, Easter, is not once in a year. But I am Easter. And you are Easter if you've raised from the dead. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to ask Brother Homer to come. So appreciate him coming and being with us tonight and tomorrow. And from what I've heard, I got some good reports of the youth camp. Down there, some good meetings. Just so appreciate what the Lord is doing there. But they're there, and here we are here. No doubt you come to church tonight with a need in your life, something that you need from the presence of the Lord, do you not? And I'm so glad that we're serving a God that is so omnipotent that He can be able to be right here and be in Louisiana and be in France and be in the Congo and Zimbabwe and Namibia and all over everywhere and be able to hear the prayers of thousands times thousands of his children all at one time. Yes. Be able to differentiate between every one of them, take care of every need, and never send your package to my door, my package to your door. Aren't you glad we're serving that kind of a God? Amen. We so appreciate him. Let's just open our hearts now. We'll ask Brother Homer to come and just be with us. He's no stranger here among us. We so love and appreciate Brother Homer. He's one of my oldest friends since I've been in the message, as far as longest friends. And I so appreciate him. We've had such wonderful friendship and fellowship over the years, and we just want him to come and obey the Lord and appreciate him. He is kind of old, though. Look at him. I got to thinking today I was going to be 57 in July, and what me got to thinking about it was how old he was. But praise the Lord, we're 57 or 70 or whatever you are, going on 18. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Let's go ahead.
Bless you, my brother. Bless you, yeah. Buddy. Bless you, buddy. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Good thing this is his pulpit. Appreciate Brother Donnie. I was talking to Mike. I wasn't real afraid about coming preaching to a big congregation. It's his driving what bothered me. I'm going to keep my coat on. Brother Donnie said, I'm getting older. So my feet don't move like they used to. Amen. Amen. You love the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. We appreciate the Lord. Appreciate you. Amen. Appreciate Brother Donnie. Amen. And I know them guys wasn't sitting there waiting for me to sing. I know they're not doing that. You know, and so, brothers, I'm not going to sing. Amen. Did I see Lindsay McGrady back there? You're aching for punishment, ain't you, boy? Amen. Luke chapter 15. Now we'll read a couple of verses of scripture there if you could, and I'd like to take a thought tonight if I could, maybe just look at something, but maybe that the Lord just seemed to kind of lay on my heart yesterday or on the coming up here. And I'd like to take a little thought. It's time to take inventory. You know, when you look at something, you take inventory at the end of the day, end of the month, or end of the year. And we're at the last stage of this journey. We're not in the first stage of this. We're at the last stage of this journey. And it ain't no use to try to look back. We're going to catch up from yesteryear. There's no catching up. We're at the end time. And you know, if you're working in a business, and you know, if you're handling money, and if you're short, there's a penalty that goes with it. And if we come up at this time and we're short at the end time, there's a penalty that goes with it.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And so, church, I want you to know one thing. Amen. You say, well, there's a lot of things happening. Yeah, you know why? Because it's inventory time.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to come up short. And today we stopped at Cracker Barrel down the road there, and I gave her my card, and she processed my card, and all of a sudden she ran, and she said, sir, your card didn't go through. And I said, probably ain't no money there. So I went back in there, and so she said, no, it's my machine, it acts up. And I said, you know what, if I didn't come back and make that right, you'll have to pay. At the end of the day, you're going to be short. When they inventory this thing, hey man, you're the ones in trouble. I can go on about, I'm full. I'm not hungry anymore. I can go on about my business, and you're in trouble. When they tally up your machine. Amen. Look at it. Amen tonight. Amen by the help of the Lord. Verse 8. Neither what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she loses one piece, does not light a candle, sweep the house, haphazard, just look around. She seeks diligently. Amen. You know, the Bible does say work out your salvation with fear and trembling. I never seen very many people come to the altar now with a fear and tremble. They just come and say, I believe that message. Amen. You don't see them really get excited about, you know, giving their heart to the Lord. Why? Because we got them programmed. Amen. But she seeks diligently to find it. Amen. Maybe there's just one flaw. God, uncover that tonight. Search our hearts tonight. I'm here tonight, Father, to find out. It's inventory time. It's the end time. It's about time, Lord, we check up on ourselves. And when she had found it, she calls her friends, amen, and her
neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I have lost. Amen? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your grace and mercy. We ask you, Father, tonight that you would help us, Lord, forgive us of our slothfulness, Lord, and our failures, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, tonight that you would just do something special for each one of us, Lord. We're at the end time. Lord, at the end, the message has gone out. And Lord, but Lord, where are we just standing at tonight? Lord, I remember Jeremiah saying, Lord, the harvest is past, the summer's ended. And Lord, where do we stand? We're not saved a lot of times. Father, I pray that you'd help us, Lord. Bless your people tonight, Lord. Get glory out of the service in Jesus' name. You may be seated tonight. And I just thought maybe as I was looking at this and I was thinking, Lord, how we at the end time, and everybody says that, the coming of the Lord is nigh, you know, and all of these kind of things. But I see so much slothfulness in the land today. Amen. There's people, you know, you almost have to, you know, have to have something special for them to come to church 3 times a week. I'm going to preach anyhow. You might as well go ahead and help me. Amen. Amen. Brother Donnie said, I done got old. Huh? Amen. Amen. Jerry, you're right behind me though, son. Amen. Amen. But I thought, you know, when I was thinking about these things and I thought how that, you know, that people, you know, when they start looking up and they tallying up and they'll say, you wait a minute until we get this all tallied up because we want to see if we're short or not. And I thought every time we come to the house of God, we need to tally up. Every time we come, amen, we need to find out, amen, Lord, what is it that I need? It's not what Brother Donnie needs. It's not what you need. It's what I need. And so I have to take that inventory. I have to take that time, amen, to find out, amen, exactly where I stand. And you say amen to that. Amen. Let me tell you what, just because you're sitting under this ministry, my ministry, whoever ministry, amen, that does not give you rapture and faith. Amen. You say amen to every word that Brother Donnie or somebody preaches, that don't give you rapture and faith. What rapture and faith is what you dig down in there and find yourself. And where you find yourself at in the Word of God for the hour that you're living in. Can you say amen? Amen. And so I thought how that it's time. Church, amen. Amen. People say, well, this message is wrong and all of these kind of things. That has no effect, amen, if you take inventory. If the day clerk, amen, if she's short, it won't have no effect on you. Amen. Because why? You're not short on your shift. Can you say amen? Amen. You're not the one to shortchange. If everybody leaves a message, that has nothing to do with you. Amen. If everybody thinks it's wrong, it has nothing to do with you. Amen. But amen, when you search your own heart and find out where you stand with the Word of God. Amen. Amen. You never saw so much stuff going on now. Amen. I'm not talking about people leaving the message. I'm talking about people in the message. Amen. You might as well help me. Amen. Because, you know, amen, some people think, well, at least it seems like life is real good. It's been good to us. And all of a sudden, we find you messed up. You wonder why sometimes. Because you fail to take inventory of your life. Oh, we get a position in church. We think, oh, buddy, amen, everybody believes what I believe. No, church, they don't believe what you believe. Amen. Amen. What are they doing? They're struggling. Can you say amen? So, and I thought, you know, people come to the house of God. Amen. Most of them ain't prayed up. They want you to pray for them. Look, church, we just got a new pope. He can pray for y'all. I got enough to worry with myself. I seen him kiss somebody's foot the other day. I may wash yours, but I'm not kissing yours. But I want you to notice, amen, the prophet of God says, amen, and the Bible tells us in Galatians 5:22, amen, the fruits of the Spirit is. You know, we can all say amen under the atmosphere, but I want to ask you something. How many coins of that is lost in our own lives? Huh? How many of those things have slipped out of our life? Oh, you know, we still message people. Amen. We still, amen, follow this message. But how many coins is lost out of us? Amen. In Galatians 5:22. Where is the love, amen, that everybody talks about? Amen. Let me tell you what. The only people you love is the one that loves you back. And it's very easy to love them, amen? Amen. I like to like people likes me. But I'm going to tell you something else. If you don't like me, you're going to know it. How did I mess up already? Because watch how people shake hands with one another. Well, I wouldn't take nothing from a journey now. Right? Isn't it the truth? Amen. You watch people, they'll ease out the back door. Amen. They'll shake hands with the people they like. They got a coin missing somewhere. But I think it's time to take inventory. Not on how much doctrine we know. Not how many people we know. But it's time to take, amen, inventory. Amen. On how many coins we got. Somebody think, well, I've been serving God for 25, 40 years. Amen. Amen. And you know what? Amen. Slip up and lose a coin. Amen. Amen. I want you to know. Amen. Amen. He says in 5, amen, in Galatians 5, amen, we found out that the woman represents the church. And the church is the espoused wife to Christ. Right? Amen. And that tablet, amen, amen, it's around the, amen, that the church is supposed to wear today is Galatians 5, which is love. It's there. Huh? Which is love. Which is joy. Amen. I never saw so many dull people around this message. But everybody's got joy. Maybe your wife's named Joy. I don't know. Huh? Everybody's got joy. But they look like they've been weaned on persimmon juice. Well, it's the truth anyhow. Most dissatisfied people I ever saw is around the message. Oh, you said that ain't us. Well, Lord, I missed it. Because I am not at home. And I asked the Lord to do something. A coin of joy. Joy ain't just happy when the music's going on. Joy ain't just happy when you come and Donnie says the right things that you enjoy. That's not joy. Amen. That's emotions. That's something you do. But when you got joy, it's when you're as low as a snake's belly. Amen. When you got joy, amen. When the world caves in on you. Because it's in your tablet. It's in your heart. You can't work up joy. You ever seen somebody try to laugh at a joke that ain't funny? You wear your jaws out. You ever seen this? Sure you have. I mean, I see some people try to tell a joke and I wish I'd be somewhere else. It's the truth anyhow. Peace. Which is love, joy, peace. Have you ever seen it in this hour that we're living in? Nobody seemed to have peace. It didn't even cost you nothing. He said, my peace I give to you. I'm going to give you peace, but you don't want peace. You'd rather have a rickroy going on in the church. You don't like peace. I'm not mad at all. But isn't it the truth? Where's the peace at? Amen. Where's the people? Everybody's, amen. We're so uptight. That car gets ahead of me. I'll tell you one thing. I don't understand what's the matter with him. Ain't it the truth? Where's the peace at? Where is it just being settled down? It's a coin that's missing. We need to seek diligently. Come on, church. Don't just come to church and say, well, I believe Brother Donnie's going to preach the right thing. He is, but that don't mean you're going to get it. That don't mean you're going to get it. Amen. Amen. When you come to the house of God, it ought to be a place that you can, amen, walk into with full joy. Huh? So he said, I'll give you peace. But you don't want peace. You'd rather, amen, have a rigmarole going on in the church all the time. You ever see the place, you ever go around people, amen, and they always want to keep something going on? Probably right here at this church. My church. Everywhere you go. People uptight. My God, you turn the air conditioning up or down and watch it happen. What happens? 65 people over here is cold, 65 over here is burning up. I didn't get nothing. I was too cold. Joy, peace, short suffering. Well, we. Now, don't you say amen if you ain't long suffering. You know you need it, but you may not have it. But you might need to check out. Or take inventory on your long suffering. Well, praise the Lord, Dunny. Get to preach in the morning. I can see that right now. Long suffering. These is coins in you. This is in your tablet. This is in your heart. This is not manufactured. You buy a ring, amen. It's got so many coins in it. There's so many diamonds. There's so many things in that. Right? So something happens here that when you get hold of God, God comes into your life. But you know what's the matter? Amen, today. Why is it, amen, today the church is getting so cold? Ain't the preacher's fault. Ain't the preacher's fault. You can't blame somebody else. Amen. You can be as happy can be in yourself. You ever see, you know, kids that has handicap, sometimes, you know, they maybe have a little bit of a mental problem and you'll find them just laughing and they're laughing and they're laughing. They're so happy and ain't nobody around there to make them happy, but they're just happy. Learn from it then. Have a laughing spell. Have a joy spell. Come on, church. You know, I got a bunch of goats at home. I had some sheep at church, but no. But I got a bunch of goats, you know, and I go out there in the morning time, and they're so wanting to see me because I have something for them. Oh, they're excited. They climb the fence and everything. Amen. And they almost kiss me. They're so excited. I got food for them. Well, what about here? There ought to be such an excitement because there's food for you tonight. There's food for you. But oh my, but what's wrong with this church? Amen. We've lost a coin. Amen. Amen. The joy of the Lord is gone because we've got stale. Amen. Amen. We've got ease in Zion. Amen. But we need something to rekindle. You better take inventory. It is the truth. Amen. You don't find much grace anymore. Long suffering. You don't find that much no more. Just wipe them off. They never had nothing to start with. You know, I told the church, Brother Donnie, Wednesday night, I told the church, I said, you know, we look at the 10 spies that come back. And they come up with an evil report. But I want to ask you something. They were human just like you. And when they saw oppositions, it bothered them. Huh? When you see little opposition, a lot of times it bothers you. troubles, amen. Hey, no wonder we can't take it. Look what we look like outside of them. And they weren't warriors. Huh? Oh, we condemn them and everything else. Sure. Amen. They should have stuck with, amen, with the Word of God. But you know what? Oppositions that they saw. Let the doctor tell you who got a dental disease. Your jaw drops. Hello? You get all excited. Why? Because look, hey, is God not a healer? Absolutely. Is God a deliverer? Absolutely. But now you're faced with a situation. And everybody comes along and says, oh, I'll tell you what, Romans 8:28. I said, that's for everybody but the preacher. You know, because we all get so down. Somebody tells us Romans 8:28, which I know. I want to ask you something. That opposition is real bad. That person is real sick. And we say, well, why don't you just believe the word? Why don't you believe the word? Amen. Why don't you just go, we just go right back in there and take it? How many people, amen, right here, amen. Maybe you got affliction, amen. It's hard, amen, to say, well, praise God, because you're not sick. They are. You're not down. They are. And you ain't got a bit of long suffering with them. Your coin of long suffering is gone. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Brother Donnie preaches it good. Brother Donnie preaches. That does not have effect on them. Because they're in a slump. I thought about the eagle. Amen. When he's in moping. Amen. He's down there in the moping period. Amen. And you know what? Amen. Them other eagles, they drop meat in there. Fresh meat. But they have to entice him to eat. And as long as he's not eating, he don't get no better. And brother, I would tell you what, church, amen, if we don't somehow encourage somebody and long suffering, amen, if that other eagle, if that wild eagle, if he didn't get excited, amen, and try to get that guy and try to get him all enthused to eat, amen, he'll die there. And you say, well, amen, he can't believe God. Well, he ain't got no faith. You know why you say that? Because you're not sick. You say that because you're not having a problem. Amen. You most marital problems. Amen. I say, well, why don't you kick her out? Because you're not there. You're not there. Why don't you just leave them? You're not there. Amen. Your household's pretty good. Amen. You say, well, I'll tell you one thing. Why don't they straighten them kids up? You're not there. Why don't you make them fly right? You're not there. And you have no long suffering. I'm going to preach anyhow. It's time to take inventory. Not inventory of everybody in the church, inventory of yourself. You're not going to heaven for me. Neither are you going to go to hell. You'll go as you combed your own life. Huh? Oh, you say, oh, brother, amen, I'll tell you one thing. Amen, I ain't never had a bad day. Liar. You was having one then or you'd have never opened your mouth. Ain't it the truth? Somebody say, I'll tell you one thing. Amen, church. Look at your own self. Amen. Didn't Paul tell us that? Amen. The scripture tells us, Paul said, examine yourself. Examine yourself. See if you are the faith or not. Come on, church. Amen. Everybody around here, amen. We can say, well, I don't understand why Brother Gary don't, amen. He don't just snap out of it. Have you ever noticed you're not Gary? Have you ever noticed? When you go by the mirror, check it one more time. You're not Gary. And you know what he's going through? Amen. Something needs to drop him a little meat. Drop him a little grace. Drop him a little encouragement. You ever heard, you know why preachers has a little hard time? Because there's very few people to encourage him. Oh no, amen. Amen. I'm not having a problem at home. Amen. But I just, Lord, laid it on my heart. Somebody said, well, you mean to tell me you don't have no troubles at all? Hello? Do you think I got 70 years old like looking like this, amen, and not have no problems at all? Did you realize I fight for my own breath? You do too. Glory to God anyhow. What is this? Amen. Goodness. Meekness.
Amen.
Don't take inventory of Brother Terry now. Take inventory of yourself. Boy, if I could just live like so-and-so. Amen. Church, you don't even know how they live in. You see a lot of emotions behind a certain person. But you don't know how he's living. Well, praise the Lord. Gentleness. I mean, I've tried to find that coin. I have looked for patience for a long time. I have very little patience. The other day, my granddaughter was looking up something on the computer. And I said, can't you hurry? She said, it has nothing to do with me. It's just a computer. And her grandma, the woman that I've been married to for 52 years, screams out, said, baby, he has no patience. I'm just seeking for the coin. Oh, I know this is all wrong because every one of you's got patience. And I ain't calling you, I don't believe it, you're just a patient. But it's a real virtue to have. And all I can say, he's still working on me. Wonder why them hands is raised. I didn't ask you to raise your hand. Because you know what? Amen. It's one of the coins. Praise the Lord. Can I go on just a minute? Watch what he says. Oh, if there ever was a time that the church ought to take inventory to find out if they got all the coins on, it should be now. Not during the Great Revival. Oh, they had a real move back down in the 50s. But now it's inventory time. We're at the evening time. Now it's going home time. Now we're fixing to close up shop. And now they're going to take inventory. And there's going to be somebody scanning you called the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is going to scan you. And he's going to find out just how short you come up that day. Oh, you said, well, Brother Homer, I'm a Christian. I didn't say you wasn't. But how short are you? When the Holy Spirit scans us.
Think about it.
Praise the Lord. He's scanning us now. Is that right? He's wanting to know. He said, now, at the evening time, at the evening time. Amen. Look, amen, there's something missing. You know that's the truth. You're not on fire like you used to be. Who is? It's coldness hit the church. It's a coldness hit the church. Amen. It's the truth. My Bible says in Isaiah 60, 1 and 2, amen, he said darkness has hit the land. Oh, we holler about Obama. We holler about all of these. Amen. Church, Obama's not your salvation. But the thing about it is, you want to check him out instead of check you out. You want to tell him how bad he is, and you want to float in on your angel wings. It's time you take inventory. It's time that I take inventory. It's time that I call myself. It's the time, amen, that we find, amen, who we really are. Bible says, examine yourself to see if you are the faith. Right? Examine yourself. Amen. Brother Donnie, we've seen people leave that's been around forever. All of a sudden, they burn out. You know, that might have been a little bit of help for them if they would have stopped and took a little inventory of what was bothering them. You ever stop just for a moment and find out what's bothering me? Why don't I get a little bit deeper in God? You say, well, we, you know, let's preach the seals and let's preach the thunders and let's preach this. Amen. You won't be no better off. You may have a head knowledge, but you still ain't took inventory of yourself. You've took inventory of Brother Branham. You've heard all what Brother Branham believed. But what do you believe? What do you stand on? I mean, you're not going to face God with Brother Branham. You're going to face God with you. You realize there's people used to sit in churches saying they're going to be raptured. They couldn't wait for the rapture. And they're out there in the world tonight. They might have been helped, could have been helped if they'd have checked themselves. But the first thing you say is, all them hypocrites in the church. I tell them at my church, one more won't hurt. I mean, well, come on. I mean, at least get in the atmosphere. Come on, amen. Get in here, amen. Amen. God may be able to change you. I mean, God may be able to do something for you and the other hypocrites just go on to hell. Amen. Amen. Don't hide behind something. Amen. Well, I'll read it to you then. The church ought to be taking inventory to find out if they got all the coins. Amen. It should have. It's getting dark. Y'all talk about that all the time, don't you? How dark the ages is. Come on, church. Amen. This age went total darkness. Amen. A prophet of God drawed a little bit of light in there for the elect's sake. Right? Amen. He didn't draw it in for the church. He didn't draw it in for the world. He drawed it in for the elect. And so he gave us, amen, something to check out ourselves with it. Glory to God. Amen. Oh my, it's getting dark. Their very haunts and the clouds of destroying civilization is hanging over the earth. You listen to the news, amen. You read the paper, you see the darkness hanging everywhere. Huh? Amen. It's everywhere. There's darkness in the land. You can't turn a light on out there. You have to turn it on to yourself. Amen. You got to examine yourself. Amen. You can tell me to walk the chalk line, Homer. I mean, this is what you got to do. What about you? Amen. Don't tell me something that you ain't doing yourself. That's what I like. That's what I don't like about fat people telling, amen, another fat person how to lose weight. Watch what he says. Destroying civilization hanging on the earth. Sin, debauchery on every hand. We're living in a tremendous time when there's wickedness. People go to church just for a sham. People go. I'm afraid to miss Brother Donnie. He'll preach on me. No, he won't. He's got more to say. If you're sick, call for the elders of the church. If you're afflicted, you pray. Amen. People go to church just for sham. People go to church to try to hide their meanness. People go to church and profess Christianity. Amen. And they live like the rest of the world. They go. Amen. They profess. I'm not talking about the Baptists. I'm not talking about Pentecostals. Amen. At least they go to church. Amen. Amen. Their women wear shorts and amen. Ain't no big deal. They go to church with them on. Come on. About you.
Yeah. Amen.
What do you come for?
Amen.
What do I come for? Praise the Lord. I mean, what do we come for? Amen. They go to the, amen, they live like the rest of the world, drinking, smoking, gambling, women immoral dress, amen, amen. Holiness is almost a thing of the past anymore. Amen. Well, we lost some coins, church. We need to start seeking diligently. It's getting late. It's about over, church. You can't stop it either. You can't stop time. It's going to happen whether you like it or not. Whether I like it or not, it's going to be, amen, just exactly like he said it was.
Amen.
Just because you can get up and say the right things don't make you a part of it. You're so used to saying what you say that you believe it yourself and you'll be condemned by a lot of it. You know what? It becomes imaginary mind. We imagine this and we imagine that. Huh? Ain't it the truth? Let me read you something. Can I? Thank you. The devil's defense. Recently I heard an imaginary story about a man who met the devil. Just as he stepped inside the church, quite surprised, he inquired of Satan, what could he be doing here? What could he possibly be doing here? I have come to defend myself. I've come to defend myself. Isn't that amazing? Said, there's evil. There's an evil one. All kinds of things will be done around here. Today, that just disgusts me. And I expect to do my best to prove any good coming from this setting. Questions, the starting, start to church. Oh, how many times. I don't like to read all this. Amen. So many times what I do is I go from home to home. I'll go from home to home. And what I'll do is I'll just make a little trouble. I'll get the husband upset because his wife put too much starch in her collar. Or forgot to tighten a button on his shirt. I'll make the children cross because they cannot find their boots or their scarf. And so, in the process, I'll greatly ruffle the feelings of the mother. Often, this is enough to get the mind sufficiently disturbed to present much of a blessing, prevent that blessing, however it comes to the church. The good mood, amen. In a good mood, despise my effort. I have other ways to accomplishing my ends. I get the ladies to look at another how she fix her hair. how outlandish her hat looks with her new coat. I get his style. Amen. I'll get down there, and what I'll do is I'll get an educated man disturbed by the preacher's grammar. Amen. Or his style of deliverance. Or his lack of logical presentations. Others I can disturb by silent draft from the winder. What's it going to do? It's getting their mind so occupied with the possibility of catching a cold. But they hear little of the message. I cannot misdirect people's attention. I just get them to apply the sermon to somebody else. Just let somebody else get this. Amen? Why? I get, amen. So what he says, I get somebody else to come in. His clothes, his service, his talks about things, everything. But the sermon, until they what? It actually removes their mind from it.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, deer season is one of the best things in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
I don't know how many deer has been killed in my foyer.
Yeah.
My poor sisters can't hardly get around them. They're afraid to get shot. You know? They sit there and wait, you know, because they just killed this big one, and he wants to tell this other guy. You know, and every once in a while he'll raise up and say, amen, amen. I don't know if he's saying amen about the deer, or if he's saying amen about what I've said. Is that all right? Watch what he said. He said, now look, he said, watch how they're wearing the clothes. Amen. Amen. They aren't to wear in their own dressing room. But amen. But they're out on the street in the public. And brother love is a thing of the passing. We have, amen. We have not lost one coin, but we have almost practically lost every one of them. Huh? Almost lost every one of them. Amen. We try to make our weaknesses excuses. We want to tell how big we are or how great we are. I think that's one of the things, amen, God gave me the text for, was to get, amen, that out of our minds. There's little things that, amen, there's little things that we do. Amen. And that's what we come to church, is to find out where our faults is. I thought we come to church to run the aisles. We come to find our faults. To find out if there's a coin missing. It's inventory time, church. And if, brother, we better shake ourselves. Pinch our conscience, amen. Because it's later than you think. I know we've heard this over and over and over. But we have arrived. Everything is run out. Amen. What we better do, we find the faults. Amen. Amen. Where our faults is and the things that we might, amen, we might better ourselves by, amen, if we come to the church, we could better ourselves. Any other objective than this, I'm afraid, amen, amen, we get too much out of, amen. Watch what he said. Amen. We get too much out of coming to church. We must come to find our weakness. We must come to find our weakness. Why would we want to find our weakness? Because it's at the end of it. Amen. They're going to scan us in a little while. They're going to take inventory of us. They're going to see church. Amen. You get a job. What do they do? Is they scan you. They find out, amen, if you got a birthmark. They'll find out because you're fixing to be in a position. Come on, church. Amen. You're going to be the bride of Christ. Amen. This word is going to scan you. Oh God, help me. Amen. We must find our weakness. Find our bad places. Oh, you mean to tell me, amen, amen, here we are, Christian people, we need to find our bad places. We need to find out what we need help in. We need to find out, amen, if the Holy Ghost would drop down and enlighten us, amen, at this time of day, amen, amen, God help us that none of us miss it. Amen, to find our bad places. Oh my, and how sin, and to see how little we are. And to put our trust in somebody that's strong. Amen. Find, amen, how to put ourselves into somebody that's strong. You know, a lot of people that's been around the message for years, you think they go to the altar to be prayed for? They're too big. You ever seen people, they won't ask for forgiveness because it makes them little? We must find our weakness. You say, well, Brother Homer, amen, I don't have none. Oh, God, you're excused. Go home. Good night. You got a tongue. Or the prophet of God was talking to somebody else then. No, he was talking to us. I think it's time we better, amen, start looking our staff a little bit closer. Brother Bam preached the end time minister, end time messenger. Amen. Brother Bam said, here we are at the end time. Red lights down, flashing. Coming of the Lord is at hand. Yes, sir. Listen, he says, the end time message should meet the end time conditions. End time conditions. Church, we need something to meet our condition that we're living in now. Don't blame somebody. Amen. Amen. Look, church. Amen. I don't care how bad it is. There's a Goshen for you. Listen now. He said it meet the end time conditions. Amen. Where they got off. Amen. The message ought to be bringing us back. Right? Always the end time message. Amen. Amen. Meets end time conditions. But you're going to have to check yourself. What did Brother Bram say? He said, the church better be examined themselves by the Word of God.
By the Word. Amen.
What are you going to, what's the matter? What's the matter, God? Brother Bram said, our purity. Our loyalty.
Sure.
Our devotion.
Right. Amen.
I ain't talking about just to this church. I'm talking about to Him. I mean, how much you devoted to Him?
Amen.
What is our devotion to Him?
Amen.
Most of us are too busy. Amen. The economy makes you busy. Right? It takes everything you can do to stay up on top of it. And Satan knows that. Huh? Amen. Let me tell you what, church. You know, a lot of us, amen, you know, coming up, amen, we didn't make a lot of money per hour. But we still lived. Didn't we? Now we make a lot of money. I mean, y'all do. But we still meet the conditions of the time. You ever hear people say, boy, I tell you one thing, that milk's going up all the time, and they're pulling it out of the hanger right there. They don't stop drinking it. Huh? Why? There's things that meets end time conditions. You ever see people going down and saying, man, in Walmart and all that, saying, brother, I'll tell you one thing. It's off this plate. Look at them going up all the time. Why don't you stay home? If you stay home, what you going to gripe about then? Have you ever said, amen, if you stay home, what are you going to gripe about? Come on, church. Amen. You know what? Amen. You know, we need to find out who we are. We need to see. Amen. Lord, is this the end time? Brother Donnie, you believe this is the end time? You believe everything is, amen, is pointing right to now? Well, then if that's the case, then the prophet of God said, look, we need to take inventory at the end time. Amen. We need to find out where we stand with God.
Right.
Amen. Don't just come to church. Amen. We come to the church, amen, to get something from God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, my. We can hear. Oh, my. We can go out and we say, boy, what some messages Brother Donnie's been preaching. But what has it done to you?
Right.
What effect has it had to you?
Amen.
I mean, has it done something for you? I mean, when you look up there and they stand in you, what is it going to, well, amen. Well, how much effect is that going to have on you? Or on me?
Yeah, come on. Amen.
You don't think I hear, hey, I go to church with y'all three times a week.
Amen. Come on.
I tune on the programs three times a week. Huh? I know what Brother Donnie preaches. Amen. I told him, I said, I can't preach what you preach.
No.
It run me crazy. But you know what? That ain't me. That ain't me. Amen. I want to preach something that God's dealing with us on. What God, amen, is moving in us to. I mean, God, what is it I need to do? Amen. Amen. If this is evening time, let me walk by that mirror. Hey, look, church, when I walked by the mirror one day and I looked at that gray-headed man in there and I thought, who is that? And I thought the little boy said, that's me. I look up here sometimes and I look at Lineals up here and he's white-headed. Kenneth's over here. Gary's over here. We used to be boys. We used to be 56 years old. But now look at us. Now look at us. Amen. Amen. And you think, man, what has happened to me? I'm at the evening. You remember Brother Van said, he's 56 years old. He said he's at the evening time of his life. He said evening time of his message. Where do you think you are, Brother Terry? You're at the evening time of it.
Amen.
I mean, we come to the evening time. Amen. And you know what, church? If you're in a hospital room, amen, you got time to check up. Not on Brother Donnie. Not on Brother Homer. Not on Brother Dan. But you sit there checking up on yourself. Because the next breath from now, you may be somewhere else. Right? Amen. So what am I trying to say, Brother Homer? Amen. Where is it, Gene? Amen. It's time to inventory this being called Gene Lehman.
Yes. That's right.
Amen. To see, amen. Amen. You say, well, you know, oh, he's got faults and this one's got faults. Amen. That don't help him. What helps him and what helps you is when you inventory your own life. That's what's going to help you. Young people, amen. What's going to help you is to check yourself. Is that all right? Brother, I'll tell you what, it's about time. Amen. That God, amen, we start looking up there instead of forget about everybody else. And find out. Because if you can inventory your own life, and you find all these weaknesses, and you find these faults, and you clear them up, you'll make a better disciple. You'll make a better church member. Amen.
Right.
Amen. I'm going to tell you what. Almost everybody in the church would have to have a key to try to get there first.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Good preaching.
Come on.
Amen. All right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Have you ever found anybody? Amen. How come people sit outside and waits when the prophet of God said, if God be in your heart?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know why? You want to catch up on the ladies outside. I just heard what happened to you last week. I want to find out from you. I remember somebody told me you killed a buck last week. So I'm going to wait and just check it out. Come on. Instead of being up here, how many people you ever see just come to the altar anymore and pray before the service? Come on. What's happened? Coldness hit the church? Goldness hit the church. Amen. What is it? What am I trying to say? Inventory time.
Amen.
Inventory. Amen. Brother Louis, I don't know if he's still here or not. Amen. He might have run off. He won't take my coat, so he'd go home with it probably. But anyhow. You know, you still do the cookies. So there's an inventory to that, ain't it? Everybody hates that. I hate the inventory. Don't you hate it? Man, you got to figure every little thing, every little thing, every little thing. Right? Well, what about the gospel?
Amen.
What about your life?
Amen.
Every little thing.
Amen.
Is to check this out.
Right.
Somebody, I said, I come to Happy Valley because this is where I live. Hello, Jesus. Huh? Every little dark spot, check it. Check your weakness. Check where you're weak at. Check if you fault finding all the time. Just check. Just check. I'm just asking you to check. Inventory this thing. Inventory your life. You know, I lay down at night. And you know, I'm not on bar time after 70. I'm on bonus time. That's a bonus. You live past 70 and you say, you know, hey, that's a bonus. Huh? And I thank God I woke up this morning. That's a bonus. Huh? Amen. That's a bonus. Amen. I'm real happy I woke up this morning. Amen. You know what, church? What did he do? He allowed me to wake up for what? To check me out. To go out there and look and just see if where my faults and my shortcomings is. He didn't wake me up to become a better preacher. He woke me up because he feels like I'm supposed to look at my own life. Amen. Amen. And you know, a lot of times I shortchange him. I shortchange him a lot of times. I get up and I'm busy. I need to run and do this and I need to run and do that. Amen. And you know what? A slack in prayer. You say, but I got to work. Amen. I've got to work. Yes. Amen. But what if you didn't have a job? What are you going to do then? Just jump up and lay back down? You ain't got no job. You ain't got no place to go. Come on. Don't use that for an excuse. Why don't you use laziness for excuse? You know why? Because that looks like we're sorry. Ain't it the truth? Well, praise the Lord. God help me. Amen. Amen. The prophet of God said, we better. He said, church, you better examine your, amen, examine yourself by the word of God. Amen. Our purity, our loyalty, our devotion. We become tattlers. Talebearers. Cigarette smokers, backbiters. Painted face Jezebels. Everything in the calendar that the rest of the world's doing, so he's talking to people that's supposed to be believers. He said, we become in this. But he said, shake yourself and take inventory. Amen. Amen. What's he said? He said, amen. Watch what he says. He said, we do everything under the sun. Amen. The Christian church is associating with things today until they can hardly tell one from the other. Have you ever saw so much entertainment now? Amen. 40 years ago when I come around this, amen, you would dare some to do that. But now, amen, it's a thing to go. It's why do we don't have it in the church? I better we take inventory. Inventory, amen. You know why some, amen, our kids do what they did? It's because we wanted them to do that. Oh, God, help us. Help us, Lord. Lord, I know somebody's going to go home and say, God didn't tell him to do that. He said in the days we can hardly tell one from another. It is time we took inventory. It's getting late.
Amen.
Seeking diligently. God, do I please you, Father?
Yeah.
Lord, amen. Am I the disciple you called? You said, Brother Homer, I make mistakes. I understand that. But do you diligently seek after doing better than that? Amen. Can I have just a few more minutes? Amen. Watch what he said. It's late. It was so late till she, amen, she had to light a candle. And she got, amen, she got a candle. Not only did she just get a candle, amen, she got a broom. Amen. And she went to, amen, to house cleaning. Not only that, why? Because it's, my husband's coming. And it's going to be a dangerous thing. If one coin is missing out, it's going to be dangerous if my husband comes home. He ain't going to, amen, he ain't going to just look at my purity. He's going to look at some reason that that coin is out. And I must, amen, I must clean every crevice of my life. I must get rid of everything. Hallelujah. I must get out of everything. Amen. Get out of my own ideals. Get out of my own opinion and said, God, take inventory of my life. Search me, Lord. Try me. See what's inside of me, Lord. Hallelujah. It's late. Not only did she do that, she got a house, and she got a broom, and she went to cleaning. Oh, brother, if there ever was a need of a time of lighting a candle and sending forth the gospel light of the Holy Ghost back to the church. Oh, my, not so much of emotions, not so much of some kind of fanaticism, not so much emotional work up, not to jump up, amen, but for a heart searching experience. When men and women get right with God, we're at the end time. We're at the end time. You can't sit on that pew and because you come to Happy Valley, God is going to scan your life. Why do you think he sent a message like these things for? It's to let us have an opportunity to check ourselves. She lit a candle. Amen. To give her light. Oh, brother, every little candle in here are to be lit tonight. Not only that, but she, amen, got a broom. And the neighbors could come and see dust flying. There ought to be such a time we come, amen, with such a, amen, such a move of God. Amen, amen. It wouldn't be no problem if the sick could get up and get out of here. Why? Because he said he sent his word and he healed them. He didn't just send, amen, lay hands on them. He sent that word. And under the presence of that word, amen, brother, amen, they walked out of here and they was delivered. Amen. Sinners weep their way to Calvary. But what's wrong? We have become educated instead of revelated. It's time to take inventory. It's time to look ourselves over. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Oh, not only that. Amen. The dust was a flying. She had a real house cleaning time. For her husband was about to come. Amen. If he caught her with one coin out, she was a harlot. Don't you realize, church, where it could move you over to? Brother, we the church of the living God, in this great hour that we're now living, it behooves us to check up before God. Light the candle of the word of the gospel. Examine yourself and find out if you're not falling short. And especially, amen, especially when we see all these things going on. Let me tell you what, church, they wasn't going on then as they're going on now. They wasn't happening then, Brother Jim, as they are happening now. I want you to know all prophecies is fulfilled. Everything, amen, from kids killing kids, amen. And all these kind of things, brother, it's time now. Gross darkness has hit the people. Amen. Why? Because we as a nation didn't take inventory. We let it go. We kill our boys, amen, now. Amen. Why? Because you know why? We have forgot God. And we want somebody to just die in our place. I had somebody to die in my place. Amen. That was Jesus Christ. But I want you to know he sent back a word. Amen. And I must examine myself. Amen. And in this dark hour, let me sweep everything. Amen. Oh my. Amen. We see these things happening. Or these things coming. Amen. We're at the end time. The coming of Christ is at hand. Amen. There's not another hope in this world for the church. There's not another hope. And you say amen. Amen. Brother Ben said it's later than we think. We don't have time. Amen. We don't come to church to occupy a pew. We come. Amen. Not to come to church to hear a good sermon. Or come to church to hear good music. They got their place. But amen. What we had better come to the church to check up with God and our soul's salvation, for the day of redemption is near. Amen. It's later than you think. It's time that we take inventory. Amen. And find out if all the coins is there. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit is there. The Holy Ghost is there. Amen. Amen. That when we start to do something wrong, amen, it quickens to us. Amen. It turns us around. Amen. Amen. And it warns us not to go that direction. Brother, don't you know we need to take inventory tonight here in Happy Valley? Amen. Everywhere else, brother, there's time we need to take it in Jesus' name. Let's rise to our feet tonight and tell God, God, let me take inventory tonight of my own life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Inventory. Inventory. I don't know if it meant anything to you tonight, but it's still the truth. Amen. God's going to require inventory of your life. Amen. He don't care about your knowledge. You got computers. You got all kind of material. You have studied yourself. Amen. You have read yourself into it. Amen. But what if the scanner goes over you? It's time for inventory, church. God, amen, laid it on my heart tonight. I trusted it was of the Lord. Amen. I trust somebody got something out of it. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you what. Amen. We're at the evening time. We don't get a second chance. You're not Jews tonight. Amen. Amen. Over yonder in Palestine. Amen. And they get another chance. But you have walked through yours now. And it's evening time now. And it's time to take inventory. And you better run to safety, church. Amen. I don't care what kind of entertainment you like. You better be entertaining God. Come, Brother Donnie.
Hallelujah. When I worked in secular work before I started preaching full time, I worked at a garment factory. I was in charge of the mail order department. We sent stuff to Spiegel, to Beeline, to JCPenney, to all kinds of places. I could mail out, ship out dozens, hundreds of dozens of garments per day. But one time, one thing I always hated, inventory. Because they always wanted me to do it. Because I had a good memory then, like I've got a good one now. So they would call me up front, what's this style? What's 2311? What's 2346? It's blue, rickrack. It's got such and such and so and so and so. Plant manager didn't even know it. So they'd ask me. But that also meant, with that ability that I had, that I had to do all the counting. And there would be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dozens of pieces of garments that I would have to inventory. And it was always so difficult, especially if I come up short. Because I knew what that meant. I'd have to go back and recount it again. But you realize we don't have a recount. Our recount is right now. Amen. Service after service, day after day. I'm not sure what your practice is as a Christian, but every day, at the end of the day, when I lay down on my bed at night, I have inventory. I don't wait till Sunday. I don't wait till the weekend. I don't have a promise of being here in the morning. Jesus says, forgive us this day. Forgive us this day. Give us our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses. I don't want to wait till tomorrow. I said, well, I was moved tonight, but I'm going to wait till tomorrow to take inventory. I wouldn't if I was you. But none of us have a promise that we'll even be back tomorrow. And don't just do it that way tonight. But if you don't do it, make it a part of your daily life as a Christian to take inventory with God every day. The last thing before you close your eyes at night, if you've prayed five times during the day, make sure everything is settled between you and God. How many appreciates the word? You're familiar with the story, I know, that Brother Branham told and Brother Homer's referred to tonight, that in this era of time, when Jesus gives this example, the woman didn't wear a wedding ring around her finger, but it was a tablet of 10 stones, sometimes, or coins rather, sometimes more, but on the average it was 10 coins. In those coins was a representation of her virtue. So this woman in the story that he read, this woman has lost a coin, and the husband's coming back home. So she gets out her tablet. Okay, there's love, joy, peace, suffering. Temperance. I lost my temperance. I lost my goodness. I lost my faithfulness. So she goes to look around. Look, oh no. He's coming. He's coming. And she can't find it. So she lit a candle, which shows it was coming close to evening time. And she got a broom and started sweeping. I wonder who the sweep will go over in the last days for the rapture. Those that's been sweeping, no doubt. You see, those who don't sweep won't be swept up. Right, friends? We want to be ready. We don't want to just talk about it. But we want to sweep. May God help us. May our lives, our church, our homes, our families, may there be so much dust flying, if necessary. And if you're standing here tonight and you don't need that, well, praise the Lord. But if necessary in your life, may the dust be flying. You got to put on a gas mask to breathe through it till you find that part that's missing. You see, many people in the message are constantly looking for something. They're searching. It's like, there's going to be a new tape. There's going to be a new doctrine, a new... But this woman wasn't looking for something outside of something that she already had. Wasn't something new. Wasn't something fang-dangled, fancy, something other. It was something that she had already had. Something had been given to her, but she had lost it and got away from it. That's what she was searching for. Let's bow our heads together, if you would. I wonder for those that are here present and those that will stream the service, those that will go back and archive it. As our brother has already said, we don't want to just say, well, that was from my wife, my mother, boy, my children. No, what we want to do is take inventory ourselves. There may be some places it's hard to reach. You may have to get a stepladder and get up. Some places may be down real low. You may have to get down on your knees. Maybe some cracks and crevices and corners that'll be difficult to find. But light your candle, get your broom, and just ask the Lord, Lord, help me. I believe I'm a Christian. I believe I've got the Holy Ghost. I believe I'm bride. I believe I'm going in the rapture. But Lord, I want to do a search tonight. My purity, my faithfulness, my gentleness. Do I have the patience with my children, Lord, my husband, my wife? Lord, I want an inventory tonight on me. I want to look through that tablet. Would you just raise your hand to God? Every head bowed, please. No one looking around. Heavenly Father, I have my hands raised before you, Lord. But really, Father, when it's all said and done, this is what really matters. How many songs we've sang, how many great sermons we might have preached, how many people we might have even brought to the message. When it's really finished, it's what we are deep within us that really counts. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'd look at every heart. Preachers, deacons, trustees, musicians, young, old, middle-aged. Lord God, may you search each of us. Father, we don't want a Laodicean look, because they look at themselves and they say, I have need of nothing. And we realize we can have that attitude and be in the message. Nobody can tell us anything. We don't need anything. But Lord, we don't want to look at ourselves that way. We want to look honestly and sincerely, Lord Jesus, at our long suffering, our joy, our peace, our purity, our faithfulness, everything that we are towards you and toward our fellow man. May we sweep. May we diligently seek it, Lord. Help us, dear God. When you come, Lord Jesus, I want to have my wedding band. And I don't want one thing to be missing, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. For the scripture tells us, let us be glad and make merry and rejoice. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. She couldn't make herself your wife, but she could make herself ready. So we can't make ourselves bride. We can't make ourselves elect. But being bride, being elect, there's things we must do in preparation, Lord. Forgive us of our slothfulness. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, of our shortcomings. Help us, I pray, O God. Search us tonight, Lord Jesus, I pray. We love you, dear God, with all of our hearts. Oh, Lamb of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. May we do that inventory tonight, Lord God. We find this missing and that missing. Not that we don't have it, maybe, but maybe the level's running low and it needs to be topped off a little bit, as it were. Lord Jesus, help us, I pray. Grant it, dear God. We love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We appreciate your goodness and your mercy to us, Lord. Thank you, dear God. You love us so much that you won't let us go without speaking to us, Father. That's your love to your children. You're not obligated to the devil's kids. You're not obligated to serpent seed, but you are obligated to yours. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let him just scan you now, children. Don't wait till it's too late to be scanned and you can't do nothing about it. Let him scan you now. Give him your permission. Remember, he's a gentleman. Give him your permission to scan your heart, your soul, your mind, your motives, your objectives, everything that you are, to see if there's anything lacking. Praise God. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you tonight, Father. Oh, I need more of you, Lord, in my life. I need more of your faithfulness, more of your trueness, Lord Jesus. Grant it, dear God. We love you, Lord. We don't want to be Laodiceans. We don't want to be cold, God, and indifferent. We want to be on fire in our hearts before you, Lord Jesus, with our passion, our desires burning like never before. Grant it, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Let's worship him a little together, can we? Oh, hallelujah. Right there is where he dealt with you tonight, in that pew where you were sitting when the sword of the word come. Make it your altar, your place, to where you just ask him to help you. Forgive. If he brought one thing or two or three or a half a dozen into your conscience, your memory, just make it right with him right there. Prophet said, right there's where he dealt with you, then right there's where you meet him. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
I hear the call.
Thank you, Father. We can feel it, Lord.
And I know the Spirit's moving me to give my all. He speaks to me, and I agree.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord, please come.
God bless you, saints. Service again in the morning, 11 o'clock. What do you think? Should we let him preach again? Amen. God bless you. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Aren't you glad you can go to church and be preached all over and leave happy? You realize some folks get tore up the way you got tore up tonight, they'd leave mad and never come back. Ain't that right? You come to church to find your faults, to find out what's wrong. And not only find them, but do something about them once you find out what they are. Get them fixed. I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. Oh, I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. Well, if I was a sinner, I'll tell you what I would do. I'd quit all my sinning and work on the building. I'm working on the building. I'm working on the building. I'm working on the building. Well, if I lost one of my coins, tell you what I would do. I'd sweep and scour and hunt this house and work on the building. I'm working on the building. I'm working on the building. I'm working on the building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. God bless you, saints. Go in the fear of God. Oh, if I was a preacher, man, tell you what I would do.